Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, March 24, 2025.
Trump's threat to the Panama Canal. Former President Donald Trump has threatened to reclaim the Panama Canal, a vital waterway that handles about 5% of global trade. His remarks have sparked alarm over potential U.S. military action in Panama, a key country in Central America. In response, Ricort Vasquez, the administrator of the Panama Canal, defended Panama's control, stressing its importance to the nation. Trump also voiced frustration over what he perceives as high fees for canal usage and raised concerns about increasing Chinese influence in the region. These statements highlight ongoing tensions in U.S.-Panama relations, which could significantly impact international shipping and trade costs. As this situation develops, the world is watching closely, aware that the stakes for global commerce are high.
Israel's recognition of West Bank settlements. On March 23, 2025, Israel's Security Cabinet, led by Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, approved a plan to recognize 13 Jewish settlements in the West Bank as independent. This move claims control over the region, which many countries consider unlawful under international law. Israel defends its decision by referencing historical and biblical ties to the land. The approval comes as tensions rise following the October 7, 2023, attack by Hamas militants, raising security concerns for Israel. Smotrich stated that this decision continues a revolution of normalization in the settlements. In response, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry and Hamas criticized the move, arguing it weakens global support and reinforces foreign control. This recognition could further entangle Israeli-Palestinian relations and diminish hopes for a peaceful two-state solution.
Schumer faces backlash over funding bill. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, is facing intense criticism from some Democratic lawmakers who are calling for his resignation. They are upset about his support for a government funding bill proposed by Republicans, which they believe gives too much power to President Donald Trump. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Schumer defended his position, stating that while the bill is certainly bad, a government shutdown would be 15 or 20 times worse. He warned that during a shutdown, Trump and his advisors, including Elon Musk and Russ Bott, could make drastic cuts to essential government services. This decision has sparked anger among Democrats, including Representatives Glenn Ivey and Delia Ramirez, who think Schumer should step aside. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also criticized him for conceding Democratic leverage without any gains. Schumer insists that avoiding a government shutdown is vital for the country, raising questions about whether his strategy will ultimately succeed.
Trump administration's controversial deportation of Venezuelan migrants. The Trump administration is defending its decision to remove 137 Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador, citing alleged gang ties. Attorney General Pam Bondi claims this action is supported by a 1798 law that permits deportation during wartime. However, Venezuela's interior minister insists that none of the deportees are involved in criminal activities. U.S. Judge James Boasberg is currently investigating whether the administration violated his order that temporarily blocked these deportations. The administration must respond by March 25, 2025. This situation not only highlights the complexities of U.S. immigration policy, but also sparks urgent debates about human rights for those fleeing Venezuela's ongoing crises. What does this mean for the future of migrants seeking safety?
Canada's snap election amid trade tensions. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has called for a quick election on April 28, 2025, due to escalating trade tensions with the U.S. This date is moved up from October 20, 2025. Carney, now leading the Liberal Party, stresses the need for a strong mandate to address economic challenges from hefty tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump, including a 25% tax on Canadian steel and aluminum. In retaliation, Canada has enacted $21 billion in tariffs on U.S. goods, while the EU has responded with $28 billion in taxes on American products. Carney describes this as a critical moment for Canada, driven by President Trump's unjust trade actions. As the election approaches, major parties like the Conservative Party, Bloc Québécois, and New Democratic Party are gearing up for their campaigns. The outcome could reshape Canada's trade landscape, all while the ongoing fentanyl crisis looms, with only 10 pounds of the drug seized at the Canadian border this fiscal year.
U.S. and Ukraine pursue peace talks in Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian and U.S. delegations engaged in high-stakes discussions in Saudi Arabia on March 23, 2025, aiming to resolve the ongoing conflict with Russia. The talks focused on protecting energy facilities and critical infrastructure. U.S. Representative Steve Witkoff expressed hope that Russian President Vladimir Putin might be open to peace. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the discussions constructive but stressed the need for a clear order from Putin to stop military strikes. Led by Defense Minister Rustem Umerov, the Ukrainian team sought to advance security and peace efforts. Recently, Putin agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposal from former U.S. President Donald Trump, though skepticism remains due to ongoing military actions. A recent drone attack by Russian forces on Kyiv resulted in 3 deaths, including a child, while Russian air defenses intercepted 59 Ukrainian drones. The U.S. aims to establish a broader ceasefire by April 20, 2025, discussing trust-building steps, including the future of Ukrainian children taken into Russia. European leaders are concerned about the U.S. prioritizing a peace deal with Russia over their interests.
U.S.-China trade talks. Chinese Premier Li Qiang met with U.S. Senator Steve Daines in Beijing on March 23, 2025. This marked the first visit by a U.S. Congress member since Donald Trump's presidency began in January 2017. The meeting aimed to ease rising trade tensions, especially concerning tariffs and the fentanyl crisis. Daines, joined by leaders from major companies like FedEx and Boeing, stressed the need for cooperation between the two nations. Premier Li echoed this sentiment, highlighting that both countries gain from working together and suffer from conflict. They discussed the U.S. imposing a 20% tariff on Chinese imports, while China retaliated with a 15% tariff on U.S. agricultural products. Li warned of potential economic disruptions and called for open markets and fair competition. The fentanyl crisis, which has led to thousands of deaths in the U.S., was also a key topic, with the U.S. urging China to take stronger action against fentanyl exports. This meeting underscores the complexities of U.S.-China relations and what it could mean for future diplomatic and economic interactions.
Iraq's ambitious oil production plans. Iraq's oil ministry has set an ambitious goal to increase its oil production capacity to over 6 million barrels per day by 2029. Currently, the country produces around 4 million barrels daily, making it the second largest producer in the OPEC Plus group. To help stabilize oil prices, OPEC Plus is implementing production cuts of about 5.85 million barrels per day, which is roughly 5.7% of the global oil supply. Recently, Iraq signed a significant agreement with British Petroleum to redevelop 4 oil and gas fields in the Kirkuk region. This initiative is essential for meeting rising global oil demand and improving Iraq's oil infrastructure, which plays a vital role in the nation's economy. As these plans unfold, the impact on global oil supply and pricing will be closely watched.
Rapid7 and JANA Partners Settlement Update. Rapid7, a cybersecurity firm based in Boston, is on the brink of a major settlement with activist investor JANA Partners. This agreement aims to boost Rapid7's stock price by enhancing operations and possibly adding 3 new members to its board. An announcement could come as soon as March 25, 2025. JANA Partners holds 3.7 million shares, which is a 5.8% stake, highlighting the growing influence of activist investors in corporate governance. Last year, these investors secured 119 board seats across various companies, with 76% of those wins coming from settlements. Rapid7 has faced significant challenges, with its stock price dropping 41% over the past year and 28% this year, bringing its market value down to about $1.8 billion. Specializing in risk management, Rapid7 provides tools to help businesses assess security threats. However, economic instability has led many corporate clients to cut back on security spending, complicating Rapid7's competitive landscape. What does this mean for the future of cybersecurity?
Market update, March 24, 2025. On March 24, 2025, financial markets showed mixed signals. U.S. stock futures surged, with the S&P 500 up 0.6% and NASDAQ 100 climbing 0.8%. The U.S. dollar fluctuated as investors braced for a week packed with important economic data and earnings from Chinese companies, alongside looming tariff hikes from the U.S. The euro ticked up to about 1.0835 U.S. dollars, while the Turkish lira faced instability due to political unrest surrounding President Tayyip Erdogan's main rival. In Australia, shares of James Hardie plummeted by 12% after announcing plans to acquire U.S.-based AZEK company for nearly $9 billion, highlighting ongoing mergers in the building materials sector. Analysts are closely watching updates on President Donald Trump's global tariff plan set to begin on April 2. Concerns about a potential economic decline in the U.S. have led to increased selling of dollars and stocks, while U.S. Treasury bonds rallied. Gold prices remain high at $3,021 per ounce, and Bitcoin holds steady at $85,860, as these assets are often seen as secure investments during uncertain times.
Indian rupee strengthens amid RBI actions. The Indian rupee is on a strong upward trend against the United States dollar, currently around 86 Indian rupees for every dollar. This week, its performance will depend on continued dollar inflows and the Reserve Bank of India's plans to buy bonds worth 500 billion Indian rupees to boost cash flow in the banking system. Last week, the rupee surged by 1.2%, marking its best weekly performance in 2 years, thanks to robust inflows from foreign banks. Analysts, including Anil Bansali from FinRec Treasury Advisors, believe the rupee could strengthen further, potentially reaching levels between 85.70 and 85.75 Indian rupees per dollar. March typically sees increased cash flow due to intercompany borrowings and repatriation of corporate profits, as it's the final month of India's financial year. Recent data shows local retail inflation eased to 3.61% in February, raising speculation about possible interest rate cuts by the RBI, which recently lowered rates by 25 basis points. Overall, the rupee's path is shaped by foreign inflows, RBI actions, and broader economic indicators, making upcoming reports crucial for its future direction.
Han Duck-soo reinstated as acting president of South Korea. On March 24, 2025, South Korea's Constitutional Court restored Prime Minister Han Duck-soo as acting president after his impeachment 2 months earlier. Han had taken over from President Yoon Suk-yeol, who faced removal due to a controversial martial law declaration that lasted only 6 hours. Han was impeached for refusing to appoint 3 justices to the Constitutional Court, leading to conflicts with the opposition-led parliament. The court ruled in favor of Han with a vote of 7-1, acknowledging the impeachment motion but finding it inadequate for his removal. With over 30 years of leadership experience, Han is viewed as a unifying figure in a politically divided South Korea. His reinstatement may bring temporary stability, but ongoing tensions within the government raise questions about the future. What does this mean for the country moving forward?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.